Something pretty exciting to share with the industry. We have officially got Pradalex approved by the FDA, which is the first novel SRD injectable antibiotic since 2012. And so we're excited to bring something different and figure out where it fits in our SRD toolbox.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you.
We want to thank the innovative companies and products whose support and trust make this podcast possible. Through innovative solutions, cutting-edge research, and world-class experts, Boehringer Ingelheim helps producers operate with complete confidence. Learn more at bi-animalhealth.com. Farm Health Guardian, digital technology for better biosecurity.
Welcome to the Swine Health Black Belt Podcast, the latest swine health research digested for you. My name is Dr. Clayton Johnson, and I'm the host of the podcast. And joining me in our illustrious podcast studios this week is Dr. Pat Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman is a technical veterinarian on the swine team with Elanco Animal Health. Pat, thank you very much for coming on the show. I know you've been in the industry for a little while, and most folks probably are very familiar with you. But just in case we got some folks out there that don't know you, why don't you give a little introduction for the audience?
Yeah, Clayton, thanks. First of all, thanks for having me on. I've listened to a lot of podcasts, and it's just pretty exciting to actually be on one here. So my name is Pat Hoffman. I've been as a technical veterinarian on the swine team with Elanco for 5 years, and I live in Western Iowa with my wife, who is also a veterinarian. She primarily practices companion animal medicine, but we live in Atlantic. Thanks again for having me on.
Well, it's great for you to be here. A lot of times on these podcasts, Pat, we're talking about how do we apply tools that have been around for 20, 30, 40 years, right? But we get to talk about some fun stuff today. You and the Elanco team have been working on something that's novel for the pig industry. You want to talk to us a little bit about what you guys have been working on?
Yeah, so something pretty exciting to share with the industry. We have officially got Pradalex approved by the FDA, which is the first novel SRD injectable antibiotic since 2012. And so we're excited to bring something different and figure out where it fits in our SRD toolbox, so to speak. So excited to share a little bit about that today.
A full value relationship starts with understanding your business. And Elanco knows growing the healthiest pig requires focus on every segment of production. Through continuous innovation, trusted solutions, and actionable insights, Elanco is invested in helping you achieve the full value of every decision. Their portfolio offers solutions that manage disease challenges, minimize variation, and mitigate mortality to optimize pig health. Get full value from start to finish with Elanco.
Well, let's dive into it. What is the class of antibiotics or antimicrobials that Pradalex falls into? And Pat, you mentioned SRD, but is there kind of a sweet spot where you as a veterinarian think, man, I think this thing's going to help producers better than the tools they've got today?
Yeah, great question. So to start, we first need to recognize that it is a third generation fluoroquinolone. And so with that class of antibiotic, there's certainly restrictions on how we use those because they are important for human grade or human medicine as well. And so it's a fluoroquinolone, which means that there's no extra label use for it at all. It's just not allowed by the FDA. Because it's a fluoroquinolone, the only other fluoroquinolone approved by the FDA right now is enrofloxacin. So I think naturally people are going to start comparing it to Baytril 100.
Sure. Do you think that the impact on a treated pig will be similar to what we see with Baytril? Or are there some pros and cons to Pradalex when we compare it to the enrofloxacin molecule?
Yeah, great question. So there's lots of things we like to just point out that are differences. One is Baytril 100 is 100 milligrams per mil. Pradalex is 200 milligrams per mil. So the dose is the same for a pig. It's 7.5 milligrams per kilogram. And with it being twice the concentration, then that means that the volume is will be half as much as Baytril 100. So that would be the first difference. The second difference is there's a two-day domestic withdrawal on Pradalex that starts to give you an insight on a little bit of the pharmacokinetics of how Pradalex differs from the other antibiotics or even fluoroquinolones out there. It moves very fast throughout the body, which also means is it's excreted very fast. With fluoroquinolones, everybody's read a label before, or at least most people on this podcast have read a label before. And most of the time you see for treatment or control of yada, yada, yada. Well, with fluoroquinolones, it's strictly for the treatment. There's no control use with this. And so it doesn't, you can't do anything different with Baytril. I just bring it up because it has the same rules around how we use Baytril today. You also will have to use with Pradalex.
That makes sense. But Pat, I'm sure that you wouldn't be telling producers that this is a one-size-fits-all solution for everything swine respiratory disease related, right? The reality is pigs that get sick with swine respiratory disease often have multiple different disease agents present, and it's a challenge to fix that situation with any combination of products, let alone, you know, one. Talk to us a little bit, if you would, about the value of having this as an additional tool, right? Like, it's nice that producers have multiple ways to attack the swine respiratory disease, because one methodology, one approach by itself is probably not going to be terribly rewarding.
That's right. And, you know, the way I've always kind of thought of infections, if you will, is it's kind of like going to war analogy. Do we need planes? Do we need boots on the ground? Do we need like the sea, air, and land, I guess, approach? And with that, in my mind, comes feed, water, and injectables. And you got to kind of have to plug and play which ones make sense, but and also what you can get executed. A plan is great, but if you can't execute it, it won't matter at all. With that being said, there's certainly different ways that we can utilize different components of those toolboxes to better be able to execute what we're doing in the barn.
Pat, what about the use of Pradalex on sow farms? Is that an option that we have with the current label, or because this thing's a quinolone and it's not on the label, we need to avoid that at this point?
Yeah, great question. That is one of the differentiating factors with Baytril. Clearly states on the label that you cannot, it is not for use in swine intended for breeding or in nursing piglets. And so adult animals, breeding animals, no use there, and then also can't use it on piglets nursing. So really the only reason to have it on a sow farm would be if you are injecting the piglet at the time of weaning.
Gotcha. You know, a lot of producers, Pat, they're going to kind of gravitate towards this being similar to enrofloxacin. Level with us. How similar is it? Is it a me too, so to say, or are there distinguishing factors in the mode of action, et cetera, that we need to be aware of so we position it for best success?
Yeah, great question. So what we've seen with our MIC work and some other stuff is, and I'm going to speak in generalities here, but in general, enrofloxacin or Baytril 100 binds DNA gyrase within the nucleus on gram negatives, and it binds topoisomerase 4, another enzyme in the nucleus, for gram positives. Those enzymes are responsible for the way that the cells replicate and create daughter cells, and so it messes with that replication process. Pradofloxacin has equal affinity for both enzymes in both gram positives and gram negatives. So we don't see a preference affinity, if you will, when it's binding those enzymes, disallowing the bacteria to replicate.
Very good. Well, bottom line, from a producer veterinarian standpoint, Pat, how do we take that mode of action information and differences there and then put this product into our grow finish protocols? where do you see this as having a sweet spot, right? If we're going to update our treatment protocols, where does this new product go onto that treatment sheet?
So what we've been very careful to do is let producers and work with their veterinarians on figuring out where it fits in their system. It's got the five labeled pathogens: Bordetella, Pasteurella, Glossarella, Strep, Mycoplasma. I think that the concentration difference and the fact that the dose is half as much volume really allows or seems to be appealing for producers and veterinarians to use it later in finishing. A 290-pound pig gets 5 mils, and then the two-day domestic withdrawal really helps with that late-stage finishing challenges. So we're just being very, very careful. We don't want to put it into a box. We want to just give veterinarians another tool that they can figure out how it works best for them and their producers.
Salmonella presents significant challenges to pig health and performance and poses food safety risks to humans. As the first and only vaccine offering live attenuated strains of both Salmonella cholera suis and Typhimurium, Enterosol Salmonella TC from Boehringer Ingelheim protects pigs against both serotypes with a single oral dose. Talk to your Boehringer Ingelheim representative to learn more.
It certainly seems like it's going to be a nice tool in that late finishing window. You know, the withdrawal time's not a tremendous obstacle to overcome. To your point, the injection volume is lower, which is always nice when you're treating those big pigs. And certainly swine respiratory disease is one of our biggest limiters at that stage of production. So it seems like as I'm looking at the production phase where maybe we'll get the best bang for our buck initially, we should be looking at those finishing pigs.
Yeah, and you know, there's other advantages when you kind of get behind the scenes of it. It gets basically twice the concentration and half the time that enrofloxacin does. So my point is it works very fast. It doesn't stick around long. And you can use literally the same product from the time that pig is weaned all the way up till 2 days before the pig goes to market.
Yeah. Pat, I want to compliment you and the Elanco team for giving us a new tool. I know that it's not easy to do. It's been a long journey. Hope you get to see the fruits of that journey now, and certainly for producers out there, you know, reward the folks that have worked on this innovation project, right? Give this product a try. See if it can help your operation, because we absolutely need more tools. The bugs get better every year, so we've got to get our toolbox better every year. So thank you very much for all the work you put into this, Pat.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. It's exciting working for a company that's continuing to invest in food animal stuff. We see a lot of divestiture of food animal antibiotics or products out there, and it's just fun seeing things coming through the pipeline still. And I think with Prevacin and other things that we've brought to the market just in the last 4 or 5 years, it's still a commitment to the producers.
Yep. Well, and to the producers listening, to our audience, thank you very much for tuning in. We really couldn't do this without you. If you've enjoyed this episode, please send it to somebody else. Pat and I have done our job to hopefully create some good content for you. Now we're asking for 15 seconds of your time to hit the share button and send this to somebody else that deals with swine respiratory disease, which is pretty much, unfortunately, most producers. So pass the message along if you found it valuable. For Dr. Pat Hoffman, I'm Dr. Clayton Johnson. Thanks for joining us on the Swine Health Black Belt podcast. And please don't forget to subscribe, tune into our episodes as we bring you the latest and greatest in swine innovation. Thanks for joining us, and please have a great rest of your day.